Wasatch County Search and Rescue, or SAR, learned about their first pair of stranded snowmobilers at around 4:15 on Tuesday afternoon. SAR Captain Cam Kohler said a 911 call alerted rescuers that a group of four people had become stuck in the Soldier Creek area.
They were headed into this cabin and they got separated, and one guy just went down off the side of a mountain, figured he'd just go down there and turn around, and he got in a big hole and just couldn't get himself out. He dug and dug and dug and dug for, he said he was 2.5-3 hours and could not get the snowmobile out. He didn't leave the snowmobile, he stayed right with it, but he still couldn't get it out. So getting stuck in these winter conditions on a snowmobile is actually very, very easy to get stuck, very difficult to get out if you don't know what you're doing.
SAR transported the group back to the highway. The more dramatic rescue came on Wednesday around 5:20 p.m. when SAR learned of two Texas men missing in the Lake Creek area. The two men had rented snowmobiles and had been dropped off at the Lake Creek trailhead around 9 a.m. that morning. After the men did not return, the rental company did some searching before notifying SAR.
So we deployed our SAR teams east of Heber, up Lake Creek, over Timber Lakes to the east. They were actually in the Duchesne drainage that drains down towards Cabiona. And the father and son were riding in the storm. One of them got stuck, and then they got separated. And they'd been separated for a couple of hours. And they both ended up with their snowmobile stuck and started walking. We found the father first because he was higher up the drainage, higher up the mountain. The hypothermia was setting in rapidly. He'd walked a long ways in deep snow. And we threw him on a sled and got him out quick.
After locating the 55-year-old father, nearly 15 rescuers began slowly combing the drainage in near-zero visibility for the 20-year-old son. Kohler says they pause occasionally to yell out and listen for a response.
Because he might be under a tree somewhere trying to stay warm. And so we stop and yell, you know, every couple of minutes, and we heard somebody yell back. And he was down in the bottom of the drainage by the creek trying to hole up under a pine tree and get out of the weather.
Wasatch County Search and Rescue shared a video of the visibility conditions. You can also find that video on KPCW's Facebook page. SAR reports that both men are doing well with no lasting effects from the hypothermia. Kohler says the men were inexperienced and getting stuck in those conditions was most likely unavoidable, but not bringing any survival gear was their mistake.
Anytime you go into the backcountry, people need to go more prepared. It's not a walk in a city park. You're going into the wilderness. Even if they'd had a simple way to make a fire, or if they'd known how to start a fire from their snowmobile, you can survive any night. If you can't light a fire, it's going to be a very difficult night for you, especially when you get wet. And these guys were wet because they'd been walking in snow for quite some time. If you go to the backcountry and you get in trouble, it's not a situation where you can just make a phone call and somebody can come running. In this case, no cell coverage. They're on the other side of the mountain and you're on your own until search and rescue can come. And when we're in a situation like this where we can't see, it's a total whiteout storm. It makes getting there and finding you very, very difficult.
Kohler recommends that if you don't have experience in the backcountry, to take someone who has experience, such as a guide. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.